Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Nanaya Okusi from the Department of Plants and Soil Science, Texas State University. And as was stated, I'm presenting on potassium application timing and cotton yield in Texas's southern high plains. So cotton is a major cash crop that is cultivated mainly for the fiber and then the seed oil. But one thing about cotton is that it is very sensitive to potassium deficiency compared to most other field crops. The reason being that potassium is required for so many processes in cotton, including photosynthesis, osmoregulation, water uptake during fiber development, and then potassium is also required to activate several enzymes. It activates about 60 different enzymes in cotton. So it's very essential in cotton. And then potassium is required in amounts ranging from about 2.2 kilograms per hectare to about 5 kilograms per hectare, especially during the bole fill period. This is because potassium improves the lint yield and then the fiber quality of cotton. So during your bole fill period, you wouldn't want to have a soil that is deficient in potassium. So the research problem is that most soils in the Texas Southern High Plains are reported to be close to or greater than the critical value of millet 3 soil K, and that critical value is 150 milligrams per kilogram. Yet, studies that I've come across, mostly in unpublished data, have shown that cotton yield responds to potassium fertilizer applications. So, what is it then? One thing about the potassium, as I said earlier, is that it is required a lot during the bole period. So, there's been studies that have been done about timing of it, how to make the potassium available throughout the season, especially during the bole fill period. So the question is, do you apply it single application or as a split application? In a study by Gomes and Yusel in 2002, they found a 14% lint yield increase when potassium was applied as split. They did 50% pre-plant and then 50 in season, just before the bole fill period. And then Pettigrew, he did a study in the U.S. He observed a 9% yield increase when his total K was applied all as pre-plants. Therefore, we came up with our research objectives, and these are all the objectives for my dissertation. So to determine the effect of potassium fertilizer rate and then application timing on cotton lint yield and fiber quality. And then to evaluate and compare three soil extraction methods for plant available K: the millet 3, ammonium acetate, and then Haney method, which is also referred to as H3A. And then to determine the release rate of potassium in the Texas Southern High Plains using the sodium tetraphenyl borate method. And finally, to determine the potassium fixation potential using the incubation method in soils. For today's presentation, I'm focusing on just these two objectives: determine the yield response of two cotton varieties to potassium applied at 0, 90, and then 180 kilograms per hectare, pre-plant, side dress, and then split application. And then to also determine the soil concentrations at two depths, that's 0 to 15 and 15 to 30 centimeters, we focus just on the millet 3 soil extractant. So my study locations are two. One is La Mesa, and then the other is Lubbock. The soil in La Mesa is an Amarillo fine sandy loam, and then the method of irrigation was a subsurface drip irrigation. For Lubbock, the soil there is an alting clay loam, and the method of irrigation was a furrow irrigation. So this is the soil characterization for our study locations. The study location one, which is La Mesa, our pre-plant soil, we had three different depths, 0 to 15, 15 to 30, and then 30 to 60 centimeters. My focus here is on the potassium that were in the soil at all these depths, comparing that to the critical value, which is at the base of the table. You could see we have enough potassium, more than sufficient, based on the test that we did, 259, and then 244 milligrams per kilogram for La Mesa. When we go to Lubbock, at the same depth, we could even see more soil K, and I would say about 2 to 3 times in some situations, 0 to 15, 15 to 30, and then 30 to 60 centimeters. the highest depth, which is 30 to 60, we even had like 351 milligrams per kilogram of potassium in there. The methodology for the study was an RCBD with 6 replications. So our treatment combination, the rates 0, 90, and then 180 kilograms per hectare. And then our potassium source was potassium thiosulfate. We had 2 cotton varieties, 15, 18, and then 16, 12. And for the application timing, we had pre-plant, we had side dress, which was in season, and then we had a split application where we apply 40% pre-plant and then 60% at side dress. And for irrigation for the season, our pre-plant was 120 millimeters, in season 170, and then for irrigation was 224 millimeters. So this is a table that lists our activity for the two different locations, beginning from our pre-plant fertilizer application through to harvesting. So Lamesa and Lubbock from April 30 to November 21 in Lamesa, those were the activities, pre-plant, fertilizer application, side dressing, planting, leaf tissue sampling, in-season soil sampling, and then harvesting. And the activities were repeated also in Lubbock at those dates. Then, in the end, we measured our yield parameters and then analyzed our data using ProGlimix in SARS version 9.4. So to my results and discussion. Now, when we were looking at the length yield, we realized there was an interaction between variety and then treatment. So we had to separate the varieties and then analyze the length yield. So for Lubbock, if you look, you would see the 180 kilogram per hectare side dress application led to significantly greater length yield compared to our control. For Lamesa, if you look at the length yield, it was rather the 90 kilogram pre-plant, which led to the greater length yield compared to our control. Over here, we saw our 180 kilogram per hectare didn't really do well, and we came out with it that probably we missed the period of the side dress application. Probably when the plant was needing the potassium most, we couldn't apply it or supply it at that time. So perhaps that's why the 180 didn't do well in Lamesa. When we go to DP1612, which is the other variety, in both locations, we didn't see any yield response to our treatment. And for our in-season soil data analysis, we see from Lamesa at 0 to 15 centimeters, we see that the 180 kilogram per hectare produced the highest or the greatest soil concentrations compared to our control. When we go to Lubbock 2, when we go to our 15 to 30 centimeters, we see the same trend that 180 kilogram per hectare produced the highest concentration or the greatest soil K concentrations compared to our control. When we go to Lubbock, the same depth, 0 to 15 and then 15 to 30 centimeters, we see that 180 kilogram per hectare produced highest or greatest soil K concentrations compared to our control for 0 to 15 centimeters in Lubbock. When we look at our 15 to 30, we didn't see a response to our treatment that were applied. We, for my 2017 soils, I finished the extraction just before coming here, and it followed a similar trend that the 180 kilograms per hectare had the highest soil concentrations. I don't have the figures for that on this presentation, but just in case anybody is wondering. So the conclusion from my study is that we observe length yield differences for the DP1518 at both locations, but not the 1612. And then we saw 180 kilogram per hectare side dress leading to the greatest or greater length yield in Lubbock, whereas in Lamesa it was 90 kilogram per hectare that led to the greater length yield. And then for soil concentration, we realized 180 kilogram per hectare led to the greater soil concentration in both locations. And then we measured the fiber quality and then leaf tissue concentrations, but I didn't present that because we didn't see differences in those. So that's it. Finally, I would like to acknowledge my grad committee, my major professor, Dr. Katie Lewis, who is here, Dr. Galen Morgan at the back there, Dr. Glenn Ritchie, Dr. Sanjit Deb, and then Dr. Richard Stevens. And then corporate bodies that funded the research, the IPNI, Texas State Support, Cotton Incorporated, Fluid Fertilizer Foundation, and then Demet Sulfur, they provided the potassium that was used. Then the personnel that helped in doing the soil study, Dustin Kelly, Colton Crowell, Parker Lewis, Corbin Hensler, and then Gondazolu. That's all I have, so thanks very much, and questions are welcome.